You're listening to a podcast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9.
Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke and Cam. Rach away. Back next week.
Sans Rach.
Yeah, but she'll come back.
Will she? Maybe she's found...
God, I hope so.
She'll find a new life in the Gold Coast.
As an award-winning hairdresser.
Yeah, and she'll never leave. don't do that, Rach. Please come back.
Yeah, please don't do that. But you were saying you had a bit of experience with your partner, Ro.
Yeah, so it's not the first time it's happened, but I think everyone has this when you live with someone for a very long time, it can occur that they have some habits that you start to notice. And so one of the habits Ro has is it's a sleeping habit. It's very interesting. He essentially does a lot of things. He's quite active while asleep.
Right.
And the most recent one, so as you know, I was feeling unwell over the weekend.
Yes.
And I woke up Sunday morning with really bad stomach cramps.
Uh-huh.
So much so that I woke up in pain, kind of doing that, like quite loudly, like kind of
totally
yelling.
To laugh, but like,
yeah, no, fair.
So you woke up in pain, making noise. Yeah.
And I roll over to him and I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what's happening because I've never really had this kind of pain before.
Yeah.
And Rowan, while clearly asleep, has opened his eyes and I can tell just looking in his eyes, he's not there.
Yeah.
Like it's very blank.
Glazed over.
He opens his eyes, looks at me for a second. I'm like, oh my God, babe, I'm in so much pain. And then while asleep, he rolls over and just pulls the blanket up over his head so he doesn't have to hear me. And so I'm just like... Part of me's like, oh, rude. But the other part of me's like, I know he's asleep, so I can't let this person sleep. But I am also in pain. So I had to like, I didn't want to wake him up. So in pain, I like quickly got up and left the bedroom.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't want him to wake up and be mad at me for being hurt. But
I mean, if you're in pain in front of me, I would roll over and look the other way as well.
Yeah, most people would.
It's like, man, not dealing with this.
I know what I've done to people. Most people would turn away. But I think it's not the first time. So Ro is an active kind of talker while he sleeps as well.
Oh, right.
So it's that kind of really
does he have like conversations or is it more just like random things he says?
He has conversations about very random things. And it'll be things like, oh, we have to get this from the crabs. And I'm like, what? We've got to get it back from the crabs, Cameron. And I'm like, get what back from the crabs? It. We have to get it. I'm like, okay.
Tell me more.
So I'm sitting there going, I'm like, do you mean your DVD of the movie It?
Yeah.
Is that what we're getting back from the crabs? No, you don't understand. And then he'll just stop.
Yeah.
As soon as he thinks that I'm not understanding him, he stops. He won't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
But it brings back the first time that I stayed over at Rose for the night and that I thought I was going to die because of what happened during the night.
That's very dramatic.
It is, but... so essentially, what happened was Rowan obviously was used to sleeping in his bed alone.
Sure.
And so... Oh, no, we've had a message in and I recognise that number. Oh, he's telling me it was lobsters, not crabs, apparently.
Well, you've been told.
Yeah. But on the first night, so he thought... He clearly was used to sleeping in a big bed alone.
Yeah.
And when he would roll over, he'd roll over with his arm all the way out.
Right.
And so I was in the bed next to him and I was swiftly awoken as an arm came down on my throat with full force and basically bolted me awake. And I thought that this man I just met, well, not just met, we'd known each other for a while, but I was like, was this the long game? Is he a murderer?
Mm.
Am I about to die?
I mean, arm on your throat. Some people are really into that. So,
and
I mean,
this was very swift. This was not a fun time, arm on the throat. This was I'm trying to cut off your airway as quickly as possible.
Right. So it wasn't like step on my neck kind of thing.
Oh, no. No.
Sure.
But then he continued to do it for like a few weeks, but on and off. So we went in a few more weeks and then he'd roll over and like punch me in the stomach or like in the chest. He now knows to keep his hands in and doesn't do that anymore. But at the very beginning of the relationship, when it's the most important that you let your partner know that you're not here to murder them, being assaulted in the middle of the night accidentally... was confronting.
Still feeling the effects of the weekend? get some big breakfast in ya. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
Now, talking about partners, weird sleeping habits.
Yeah, odd sleeping habits that they may not know they do, but, you know, if you're a loving partner, you probably called them out on them.
Well, that's the loving thing to do.
The loving thing to do is to poke fun at the people you love.
So for me, I sleep so heavy that Matt doesn't really, I don't really know what he does. Because I go to bed and I pass out and I'm gone till I wake up. You know what I mean? It's very rare that I have a sleepless night like last night. So I don't really see much of Matt when he's asleep to really judge him too much.
Well, it's also because he's like running out the window.
What do you mean?
I'm joking.
Oh, you're being funny. I wasn't sure because you're not normally. So basically what happens though is apparently we have these two big dogs, right? You know this.
Yes.
Ziggy and Pandora. Who celebrated
a birthday this weekend.
Pandora turned 4 yesterday.
Super cute.
Bernese Mountain Dog. She's beautiful, my baby girl. 45 kilo baby
Very
girl.
Cuddly.
And Ziggy, big German Shepherd. And what will happen is they pretty much will sometimes want to go out during the night. So they try and wake us to let us know that so they can go out. And they will come to me and apparently I will just ignore them, basically.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where if they're on my side of the bed and I'm facing them, they'll like lick me and get in my face and I'll just like roll over.
Yeah.
I'm just like, nah, I'm asleep. I'm not dealing with this. I never remember when this happens though. I never like consciously do it, but apparently sometimes Ziggy in particular will want me to wake up and will hover around my side of the bed for like half an hour, just like dad. And I just roll over. I'm like, nah, I'm not doing it.
This sounds like when any of us try to reach you on Messenger, to be honest.
But so they go, eventually he goes to Matt and Matt's like, all right. And he gets up, he wakes up really easily. So they go out with him. So I think that they've worked out that if they go to Matt, he will get up. Like, he will always get up for them. Whilst mm-hmm. with me, it's like 90% chance that I won't react.
See,
so they've learned.
I sleep lighter than Rowan, but our cats will get him up if they need something. Like, they don't need to go out, but if they need something, they'll just sit on him and meow because they'll do it to me and I will wake up, but I will just be like, you're fine. You can wait.
Yeah.
You have everything you need. Whereas like the funniest thing is Rowan will sleep through anything, but you can guarantee the second he hears a cat's claws go into one of our couches, he is awake and he is out of bed and he is in the next room like, what are you doing?
And that's the trigger.
And the next thing I know, he'll be in bed and there'll be like a cat in the bed between us because he's getting like downtime. Like, that is his trigger for kind of getting up and going, which is better. Like, I remember one of my old boyfriends, like, I would fall asleep and then, like, they would take my money out of my wallet. So that was a weird sleeping habit.
Oh, wait, while they're asleep, but not consciously.
No, I was asleep.
Oh.
I was making a joke again.
Oh. I thought you had, like, someone that was stealing from you.
No, it actually happened.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It was a great relationship.
They sound lovely.
No, here's the funny thing. There was never much in that wallet.
Well, no. that sounds like the boyfriend I used to have that went through my phone while I was asleep.
Sleeping habits, guys.
Oh, sleeping habits. Hey, so
just betray people's trust. So relatable.
I love it. Sadly, yes. Very relatable. 0427JOY919 or email on air.
Have you been betrayed in your sleep? No, don't message that in. That's so depressing. Sleeping habits. Do you have weird sleeping habits?
All different topics.
Or do you have partners with weird sleeping habits?
Well, apparently, I've talked to my sleep before. I've never sleepwalked. I've never gotten out of bed unaware. Because that's the thing people do as I sleepwalk.
Oh, yeah, that's terrifying.
But I couldn't deal with that when someone did that, like actual proper sleepwalking. That would freak me out.
I've been in a house where there was a sleepwalker and you could hear them moving around the house.
Yes, no, that's not okay at all.
No, it was really freaky.
Here on Big Breakfast on Joy with Luke and Cam.
Big personalities for those with big appetites. It's Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam.
We're talking sleeping habits on the show.
Oh, yeah.
I wanted to know, did you have any weird sleeping habits?
Oh, look, I do. I have many of them, and you can talk to my partner about all of them later on. But my when I heard you talking about sleepwalking, I recalled this story. When I was living in Port Melbourne, I heard this crying from outside my window. It was my next-door neighbour in the house next door. I go out the front, and she's standing on the footpath in her pyjamas. And I said, what's the matter? And she said, oh, my partner she sleepwalks and she's taken the keys and she's gone and I don't know where she is. So I've gone with her. We've gone to the local park and I said, no, this is not right. We're out for an hour. Can't find her. She's not answering her phone. Get back to her house and I said, well, you go inside. Let's just go inside and call the cops. Get inside. And there's her girlfriend panicked and she goes, oh, you found her. And I go, what? She goes, she sleepwalks. And I went, what? So she's the sleepwalker. She's been out on the street.
Right.
So you've been hanging out with a sleepwalker.
Yeah, she's been asleep.
Oh. Yeah, that's creepy.
Creepy.
That's so weird creepy. That when you're sleepwalking, that's the thing that she thought.
And like, she had the keys with her. I thought, wow. She goes, yeah, I have the keys from every... be easier if there's a boy and a girl in this because then you could go, he was the sleepwalker. But there's two girls. And one of them was... And she goes, she pulls this shit all the time. She just goes out in the street and says that my girlfriend's missing when it's really her.
Wow.
Yeah, that's creepy what you can do when you're asleep.
Yeah, that's a like weird, twisted reverse psychology sleepwalking.
You hear about people who like, you know... cook meals or like there was someone in the States who drove and hit someone.
Yeah.
And then there was this huge court case about like, well, you were asleep, so...
I've long suspected there's some secret fridge work at night for me, but I'm not sure how to justify it otherwise. So, yeah.
Thank you very much, Dee.
This has been a Joycast of Big Breakfast with Luke, Rach and Cam for Joy 94.9. If you enjoyed this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.